Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
Well, for not the last time this year, because we're going to talk beyond this about, you know, weather in other cities and maybe even New Orleans. I think that might happen. Pat Hammer joins me, WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist on the Western Hotline. Are you at the rally this morning?
So I was back here kind of holding the fort down in the studio. But, you know, the rally took place not only on the Today Show, but, you know, on our show Daybreak as well. And, it was really cool. I mean, the Bills and the city all came together and the Today Show, NBC, and that rally. I think the big story, in my opinion, Sal, is that they showed the other three cities and their rallies, respectively, and they had some cheerleaders, and they were in a bar or restaurant, and they had a handful of fans. According to estimates from the city, 800 to 900 fans showed up for the rally this morning.
Love it.
For the Today Show. It's incredible.
Amazing. Did you see the rally the other day where the mayor of Philly spelled Eagles wrong?
Come on.
Yeah, but this happens with mayors a lot. Where they say they trip over their words, they say wrong. Remember the one in Boston years ago? They were talking about all the different heroes of the Boston sports scene. They totally botched it. And the mayor of Philly the other day was doing the E-A-G-L-E-S, but she mixed up the letters. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody, I mean, hey, it is a mayor. You should be used to talking on stage. Not everybody talks for a living like you and I do. And even when we do that, we screw up things, right?
Oh, the amount of mess-ups I have a whole segment. It's called the apology segment.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And I make all the graphical errors that I made, the forecasting errors, the things that I should have said, you know, all of it.
Okay. Speaking of that, I am not saying you made an error last week. What did you think about the weather last week after what you thought about the weather last week? For the game.
So, the cold was there. I think it was just that the lack of wind made it really, as you would agree, it wasn't that bad, right? I mean.
No, I'm more talking about the snow, though.
The snow for last week.
Against the Ravens. There was just more snow than maybe, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You understand what I'm asking?
Yes, okay. Yes. So that's been kind of the theme this year, that, and when it comes to snow, it's the lake effect snow that is the trickiest part.
Right. And you say that all the time.
I know. And all of the snow we've had this winter season has been lake effect. Literally every flake. So that's made the forecasting a little more Hey, happened last night. We were forecasting snow. It came, but it was like 3 hours late. And all of a sudden the commute was fine. But it got really heavy last night. But no, you're right. It was a little bit more than expected. And the temperatures were not as cold. So, you know, at the end of the day, there wasn't as much of an impact. But yes, the snow was a little more prolific.
Yeah, last night. So last night we had this event for, you know, and by the way, just a little promo here. I'm going to Italy. WGR sending me to Italy. You've been hearing me talk about it. And last night we had the event at the Richardson Hotel where people could come and learn about the trip. By the way, Pat, you need to come to Italy. It's going to be amazing. This trip is going to be absolutely amazing. Anybody listening needs to go check it out. It's going to be in July. So we go to the Richardson. We do this whole thing. I look outside and I'm like, holy cow, like, what is going on here? It just came down here in the city.
And about 4 inches came down in about an hour and a half. So now that was, you know, we saw that coming. We just thought it was going to happen a little earlier, which is why we had these alerts for the commute and all that. But no, that was expected. But, you know, and by the way, the lake is pretty much frozen over, but it didn't care. It didn't matter. It snowed anyway. So, yeah, that was pretty intense last night.
All right, so let's move on to the next couple of days. I've heard from many people who are going to Kansas City for this game. Obviously, I'll be traveling there as well. Let's talk about the travel to Kansas City this weekend and then at the game Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Central Time.
Okay, so just a perfect weather night. You know, the game is not going to have any impact due to live weather at all. It's going to be 30 degrees at kickoff, 28 degrees in the fourth quarter, very little, if any, wind, no wind chill, no precipitation. If you are traveling there, very easy, lazy weather, mid-30s both Saturday, Sunday, some clouds, some sun, just no big storms, no looming weather patterns that we got to dissect. This one is pretty straightforward, and it looks perfect for a passing offense, I got to believe.
Yeah, I mean, it's, may the best team win in those conditions, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down
to. Absolutely.
And then before that, there is a game in Philadelphia where last week, boy, that snow really came down. I do think it impacted game on some level, right? But I don't know, what are we expecting in Philadelphia for the 3 p.m. start, Commanders at Eagles NFC Championship?
So, that does not look like it. There's, you know, the weather that usually comes here ends up there. And right now, it does not. We're going to have a pretty easy weather weekend. Right now, I'm expecting temperatures to be pretty much in the 20s and 30s, and not really expecting much in the way of precipitation. There's going to be some snow showers around here, but I just don't think they're going to make it to Philly. I think the weather there looks fine.
What's going on in the South, man? Holy cow, this snow. New Orleans, Houston, Florida. It's crazy.
How about Florida?
Yeah.
How about Pensacola?
Yeah.
Getting like 10 inches.
Amazing. You tell me about it.
This is a once in a generational thing. I mean, I think the last time this happened was in the 19th century.
Oh.
They can get snow showers over there, but they're usually just kind of, you know, token snow showers, no big deal. But this was like a full blizzard. You know, they issued a blizzard warning near Lake Charles for the first time ever. There were definite blizzard conditions in New Orleans where there were some measurements close to a foot of snow.
Hmm.
And I know it kind of made you wonder, I wonder if this is like a little foreshadowing of who
yes.
may be heading there, right? Okay. I believe in that stuff. And then some snow into Florida, which was crazy. So, yeah, that was a nutty weather pattern, a sign of just how cold it's been. Here, that cold extended down there, cold enough here that, you know, our lake iced up completely in about 2 days. It's almost completely iced over. It's about 85%. But yeah, it's just been a cold January. It's been a cold week. We're going to have more of it next week. Not nearly as cold as it's been. But we're going to break out of this, I think, when we flip the new month.
Okay. So that's how I want to end this, which is, look,
yeah.
I've thought about this, which is, Sunday comes and goes. Depending on the result of the game, we are either pushing winter off because we don't care for 2 weeks and I don't care, baby. It's all about the Bills and football. Or we start, you know, worrying a little bit more about the weather and thinking about it because our days and our lives have changed a little bit differently. So what are we looking at over the short term here in Buffalo?
Okay. And I got to add, like you, I am so out of sorts today. I don't know where I've left my keys. I don't know where I came to work. With two different shoes on. I mean, it's just, I'm so like out of sorts for Sunday.
Yep.
So in fact, I had to reflect upon last Sunday's forecast when you were talking about the snow and the game. I'm like, I can't even remember what last Sunday was. Looking forward here, again, next week is going to be still cool, but not Arctic cold like it's been. There will be first of all, Monday is going to be rather windy. We have some snow potentially Tuesday, Wednesday. Doesn't look like a lot. And then maybe a bigger system for next weekend. That's something we'll have to watch. But, of course, that's an off weekend for football. Winter rolls on Buffalo style right into next week.
I know we've talked Pac-10 football. Did you see Pete Carroll's going to get – he's been hired by the Raiders?
I know. it's incredible. I mean a former coach of mine, he was a USC coach, right? Long
yeah.
ago, like back
yeah,
in
yeah, won a national championship there, yep.
Yes, yeah. It's amazing. And by the way, he's Benjamin Buttons. He's 73, but he looks 10 years younger than he did 10 years ago.
It's amazing.
Isn't it crazy?
It is amazing. I love that. I know. Hey, Pat, listen, thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to talking to you over the next couple weeks.
You got it, Sal. Go Bills.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks, Pat Hammer. We're not saying goodbye, baby. We're saying talk to you next time. Dom in Rochester. Hi, Dom. Thanks for holding on. What do you got, buddy?
Hey, Sal, first of all, you do a great job. It's a pleasure listening to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I wouldn't say that even if you weren't Italian. But anyway, I've been watching the Bills since I was 9 years old, 1960. It was a love affair. But this year, or this past 6 or 7 years, watching this kid play quarterback just brings a smile to my face. And anybody, I don't care where you are, who you root for, if you don't enjoy watching this kid play football, then you're not a football fan. He just, if he's in an interview, if he's playing, he just makes me smile.
Yeah.
And just one more thing, I'll be at the game Sunday, and if I run into you Saturday night, I'd love to buy you a drink.
Hey, you never know. Never know. Might see me out and about getting some Kansas City barbecue on Saturday night. Thanks, Big Dom. Appreciate
you.
I don't know if he's Big Dom, but he sounds like Big Dom. He said he was Italian, so I'm going to call him Big Dom. All right, Joe in Utica is going to be our last caller of the Football Friday. What's up, Joe? Bring it strong. You're the last caller of the week, buddy. I'm good. Last caller of the week. You got to bring it strong.
Wow, what an honor, man. All right, well, I'm bringing it strong. I just got to the airport in Syracuse from Utica, and I'm getting ready to get on the plane and head to Kansas City. Woo! I'll be there this afternoon.
All right.
So I'm pretty amped up, and just like you, I've been a complete disaster all morning. I went to get in the shower as I'm listening to you do the intro song, got me jacked up. I'm ready. You know, I'm listening to you, and you're telling me a story about forgetting your coffee, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot to shave my face and trim my beard as I'm in the shower. So I had to get out of the shower, go do all that. So.
It's all good, man. We're all with you. We're all Joe from Utica today. I get it, man. That's going to be a great flight for you. What do you got? Where do you go from Utica to where?
There's no direct flight, so unfortunately I got a little short layover in Chicago, and then I'll be in Kansas City by about like 4:30 or 5 o'clock, something like that. I forgot exactly.
I'm sure there's going to be quite a few Bills fans on your flight, too.
I'm sure I'm going to be seeing some Bills gear and some Mafia members for sure.
Yeah.
Man, just wanted to call in and just say kind of the vibes also. You know, I was a disaster on the first week of the playoffs, and a little bit better last week, and I'm even better this week. And I just feel like for the first time in my life, I'm just kind of enjoying the ride, not being a nervous wreck, but, you know, a little bit of a, you know, misplacing things like you say, but just more enjoying the ride than anything. I just wanted to call more out of superstition this week, because I called last week and told the story about Roscoe. So
yeah, you did.
I got to give him a call. What the heck?
Well, I'm glad that you hung on, and I'm glad we got you in, and it's a great, great call to end the week, Joe. You have a safe flight, okay?
Thanks, man. You too, and I hope Roscoe's still looking over us. Yeah. Go Bills. Let's get this.
I'm sure he is. Roscoe, along with my Willis from years ago, Roscoe Parrish, he named his dog after. We had Willis, kind of sort of named after Willis McGahee as well. For all of those, right, who've been watching from wherever. Big weekend. Let's wrap it up when we come back, all right? We're not done yet. Got one more segment here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. I'm Sal Capaccio. We'll do it when we come back. We'll wrap up the week as we head towards the AFC Championship game.